going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we've got Stephen Jones ready to roll with us right now on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good, but I'll be doing even better if you tell me that in the next 2 years, you guys will have the guts to draft two more offensive linemen named Tyler and really fill out this entire line.
That would probably be a reach and a stretch, but it's amazing how the great wall of Tyler's come together.
I love it. I love it that you're already in on that. I was curious. I don't know what you can tell us on this, as there was rumblings that late in y'all's pick window, Houston tried trading up. Can you tell us anything about that and if that is accurate?
Yeah, we had options and certainly looked at it, but just felt like for what they were offering to move up into that spot, we preferred taking – doing the same thing and taking a player that we had high on our board and taking a player that we think is going to be a special guy here for the next 10, 12 years. We've obviously, he's going to be Tyler Booker, but we've had some great guards around here and for 10 and 12 years at a time, and certainly see him and Tyler Smith continuing in that path.
If a team theoretically was going to drop from like 12 to 25, would you want a second and a fourth? Is that kind of what the price looks like?
I mean, I think you need at least a second and a fourth and probably more like a second and a third, a late third.
I like that kind of negotiation, Stephen.
Yeah.
We can negotiate it right here.
Okay.
Unfortunately, so that one's in the past.
Okay.
Negotiating a different one, Here tonight.
Well, and speaking of that, the word is, and I would love your thoughts on this, that you guys have more than 12 names in mind for the second round, and y'all have the 12th pick. Could you find yourself in another scenario? I know it depends on how the board goes, where you are willing to trade back again or trade back.
Yeah, we certainly always consider it, and we have 10 picks, which is certainly a nice number to have. And, we're in a mode now where we are into taking those picks and getting depth. And, we feel like we've really done our homework on this draft and feel like we can get players throughout this draft. So we're fired up about that. And it's the right deal. We're there. And we still had a handful of players left on the board that we liked. We'd certainly consider it. But at the same time, if we are narrowing it down and, think that the right guy's there, we're certainly not afraid to take the pick either.
We're starting to see, or we're getting our opportunity, Stephen, to see the passion, the intensity of Tyler Booker. Is that, what we're seeing right now, is that what you guys saw when y'all had the interviews with him, when y'all met him, that this dude has this type of passion for the game?
Absolutely. He's got those type of intangibles. That's why the more we had him, he brings a lot more, although that's a front and center of being a great football player in the SEC and certainly playing at a dominant type level. But his football character, his leadership, what he'll bring to that room, is something that's hard to measure. And certainly you're seeing it with him. That is, it's It's real. It's not something that he's putting on a show out there. He plays that way. He feels that way. He leads that way. And that's why we felt like he was the right guy for us. And certainly when you're in the NFC East where you're going against some great tackles, you know, you've got to really make sure that you match up, because we're going to see, you know, six games every year where they got dominant type tackles. And for them not to be able to move him around now to avoid Tyler Smith or that type of thing is a big deal for us. So they'll have to pick their poison, as we said, between one of the two Tylers in terms of the interior line. And, you know, that's what we're up against every year. And we really wanted to solidify that and think we have now with Tyler Booker.
Yeah, I don't want this to sound as a negative, but it did kind of, we heard leadership a lot about him. Was there question of the leadership that was already there with your offensive line? And you were like, we need to kind of bolster that some more?
Well, anytime you lose two Hall of Fame players in Tyron Smith and Zach Martin, you know, you're going to feel it. I mean, you're going to fill a void. We're talking about two guys who are going to be wearing gold jackets. And certainly it was their room, and everybody looked up to him. And I think Tyler Smith is certainly stepping up, and certainly see here with his play style that goes into his leadership and football character. I certainly see Tyler Booker fitting into that role as well early and often, and not to mention the fact we've got another, you know, we've got three other great young guys and Terrence Steele and BB and Tyler Guyton. So the room's really coming together, and we feel like in the NFC you should need that.
Is Terrence Steele, I know you just said it, is he still viewed as a younger player even though he's got a lot of experience on this offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think in football years, he's not 30 yet. And, you know, it's just a young offensive line that I think, you know, the very best is yet to come. And as I said, I mean, it's a matchup thing in the East. When you got six of your 17 games, you're going to, you know who they are every year regardless.
How many first-round grades did y'all have this year? I know that came up on Tuesday and y'all were like, hey, we're still finalizing it. Do you know the number that y'all had going into the draft last night?
We ended up with 13.
Are there any more first round grades available on your board?
There actually are. It just shows you how the league can see things differently. And but we you know, we certainly have some first round grades left on our board.
Now, you talked about trading down, and I get it. Talent acquisition can go any number of ways, but if you've got the 12th pick, there's still first-round grades on your board. Would there be a scenario in which you were like, hey, let's make a move up and make sure we get one of those first-round grades?
You know, it's so costly to move up, and we really like the way we put our board together. As I said, we like players throughout this draft, you know, depending on where you're picking. And, you know, we just to move up, you know, in this part of the draft, it's really expensive, and you know, we really like our draft capital, but, you know, if there was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Something that was just obvious. We'd never rule it out. But right now, you know, my thoughts would be we either pick a player because we think there's going to be a damn good one there, or maybe pick up an extra pick and move down a little bit.
The damn good one is something I'm all after, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that being said, Kevin and I, we were looking at it yesterday, and, you know, it seems like more running backs fell than we expected. More quarterbacks fell into the next rounds than we expected. And if there's a glut there in round two, do you say, we can go in round three for a potential running back? Or is there a specific guy that you're like, no, that's the one we want?
Well, that's what you always consider. Certainly we have grades throughout the draft in terms of the running back position, and we do think the running back position is deep in terms of what's available out there, and you can get good backs throughout this draft. So that's something we consider, but obviously you have first, second, third, fourth, right on down the line grades on all of them, and the reason you have first and second round grades on some of them and fourth on the others is you obviously feel a lot better about the ones with the higher grades.
Do you feel like the team is in a position where they need to draft a running back?
Oh, I like what we did in free agency. That's one of the things we like to accomplish in free agency is, get some guys in and feel like we did that. And so, we don't really feel like we have to pick a position anywhere in terms of, our depth and what goes there. That's how you make mistakes when you just say, hey, we've got a draft for need here. I think you make mistakes that way. Certainly, don't get me wrong, it comes into everybody's pick when you're looking at players up there. But we don't feel the need to have to reach and take a player, quite a bit down the line just because we need a position.
I promise I was listening to your answer. I heard your answer. I did just want to follow up. Same thing goes for a wide receiver then, where it feels like maybe there is more of a pressing need.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously, we think we've got some really good receivers on this team. I think, once you get past the spot where you're not getting a true number two, then, I think we've got a handful of receivers that fit the, three, four, five, six position receiver role on our team. And I feel like there's great competition there. And we do feel like we've got a couple of receivers, that could ultimately, develop into that two spot. But, we do feel like we've got great depth there. After it gets to a certain point, we do feel like, we have a lot of guys that are, fit that three position down role, and feel good about the group of receivers, feel good about the room. Obviously, we said coming into the draft, if the right guy opposite of CD that could step in and be that number two was there, we'd certainly look at it.
I always love the functionality of the business part of it, the work that goes into it. Do you come in this morning and you're like, okay, now let's reset and everything, or did you guys walk away last night going, we have some really good ideas of what we're going to do tomorrow?
Well, your board gives you your good ideas.
Good.
And we sat there and looked at it, and they're sitting right there for you to look at.
Yeah.
And we're looking at the top 15 guys left on our board, and those are our best ideas we got, I can assure you. We'll do a little looking at that and just making sure we got them right. There's nothing we're missing, and continue to respect all the work that's gone into the board that we've put up.
Kevin, that sounds like what you always say about being prepared for a test. The test is here, and now
yes,
we're good to go. The line that we heard from Tyler Booker was he loves to see the life leave their eyes as they're losing the battles against him. Is that going to become a pre-draft question from now on? How much do you like to see the opponent's life leave their eyes?
Yes, I don't think I've ever seen one that good. And certainly that's the way he plays. You flip on the tape and watch him go, he's all day, and it's every play. And he certainly plays the game that way. He certainly prepares himself that way. He certainly leads that way. And I think I did get a quick peek at a podcast with Mike on it, and I think
yes,
Mike about jumped out of his chair when he was saying that. He said, I'm totally in now. This is my guy. So you got to love it. And, of course, I know Mike has been against some great ones in this league and guys who are all day and give him fits. But I think he loved that as much as anybody.
Well, and that's something I know we get to see a version of Micah, and you guys get to see a different version of Micah too. Does he have similarities to that kind of feeling about football and about the game?
Oh, absolutely. He's I promise you, when Micah lines up the first play, and by the fourth quarter, they're starting to say, when is this guy going to quit? Because he keeps coming. And I think Micah is at his best in the third and fourth quarter. And, you know, when he continues to come at them, and, you know, that's what you're looking for in these guys, just relentless competitiveness. And that's ultimately, you get that type of guy. You get 53 of those guys. You get 22 starters like that. You're going to certainly get your team to where it needs to be.
Talk with Stephen Jones right here on The Fan. On Tuesday in the pre-draft presser, Jerry said, we're looking at two things that could happen before or after the draft, two pretty substantive trades, been working on that. Are those two things in play? Did any of those go off the board based on what happened in round one yesterday?
No, I think those are things that could still be there after the draft. Sometimes those things have a way of sticking around. You know, sometimes they don't. But, you know, we're always looking at ways to acquire players. Certainly trades are one of them. Certainly this draft is a huge player acquisition part of any season. And then you got the post-free agency, and you got trades and things of that nature that we'll continue to look at to improve our football team.
And I know in the pre-draft presser, too, that Jerry was discussing, hey, I want Brian Schottenheimer to be right there involved in it all. I want him hollering if he has to. Was there any hollering necessary? Was there any standing up on the table and arguing necessary yesterday, and you feel like there might be today?
No, I think, well, there was some hollering. it was, we were fired up, but I don't think there was any question who our guy was when it came to that 12th pick. We were all fired up that he was there. Certainly we give ourselves every opportunity to make sure that, you know, make sure there wasn't a trade there that was too good to be true. But it was a complete consensus on who our players should be yesterday.
Is it safe to assume then when pick number 12 came up that Tyler Booker was your best player available at that point?
At that point, he was definitely our best player on the board.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much for the insight. We're looking forward to the draft this evening, and we will catch up with you again soon.
Sounds great, guys. Great being on with you.
Have fun, man.